The Revolutionary's Brother. Oh, Sasha, Sasha, your black hair. When they came to the back door and whispered that your protest hung from a noose in the center of this city, I said nothing and did not move. I was a cold stone with an earthquake inside. To the gallows we went in broad daylight, heads up, and carried home your body labeled traitor. Mother washed and dressed you in your wool suit and vest, surrounded you with flowers, and mourned behind drawn curtains, mourned without the funeral wreath on our front door. Friends stayed away. Mother, the winter is cold. Will there be fire tonight? I searched for embers among the angry. Trailing sparks behind me, I fled to Paris, city of luminescence, love, and philosophy, where blossoms hung on trees, then fell apart. The ground was white, my paper was white. I scribbled secret pamphlets to distribute. With amethyst eyes, I raided the comrades. This one trustworthy, that one weak. This one a traitor, fire tonight. A cold, hard train brought me home, heading eastward across Europe, devouring coal. The engine shrieked to an iron land. It threw off cinders that sizzled red on the snow, then turned black and ghostly gray. Ragged kids waited by the tracks and scrambled to gather up the cinders. Mother, there will be fire tonight. Ice gathered on my goatee. 40 below zero meant nothing. Rifles, rags, bottles, and gasoline. We assembled provisions as if for a party. First, we tipped the bottles up and drank them empty. Vodka, clear like water, but hot, not cold. Swaying, we set bottles in the snowbank. For now. Explosive new wine will shatter old bottles. I'll cover every window in black, put the city on its knees. Mother, goodbye. Tonight there will be fire, and every night, fire.